Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for March 1st. I'm your host, Paul White. Check out our full-length sermon today. We do a drop, double drops on Sunday and Wednesday. The regular DDP, this version, which is a verse-by-verse examination currently of 2 Corinthians. We're going to jump into chapter 3 in just a moment. But also on Sundays, we put out a full sermon from our travels around the world. And on Wednesday, we put out our weekly teaching from Flowery Branch, Georgia, in the book of John. Today, I'm not going to review it again because I already told you about it, but go check out Kingdom Responsibility from our recent monthly trip, our recent monthly meeting in Georgia, a message I don't think you're going to want to miss, about an hour long as we continue examining what the kingdom of God is and our response within that kingdom. Coming up on Tuesday, we do the full-length studies in John. We'll post that on Wednesday. My wife and I are heading to Houston, Texas this next weekend, mostly a trip of pleasure, I guess, pleasure and fun. I was going to say just fun, but it's also partly a ministry trip, and for me, ministry trips are fun. We're going to go watch our son on his spring break. His college team goes down to Houston to play 4 games this next weekend. We're going to go in on Friday and watch some games on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, I'm going to spend some time with a local ministry friend slash pastor, and I'm not ministering. It's why this is not on my website. It's not a public meeting where I'll be preaching, but I am going to spend Sunday morning with a ministry and just see what God does in me to share with them. We're looking forward to that trip. Say prayer for our safe travels. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, let's get going. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 12. Well, you know, since we've been gone the last 2 days from this text, yesterday was essay edition, the day before was long form Friday, let's read starting in verse 7, shall we? And then get into 12 today. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, then the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. And there we stop. That's the new verse. Everything in front of that we dealt with last week. Quick review. Ministry written and engraved on stones is AKA ministry of death, AKA ministry of condemnation. Opposite of that is the ministry written on our hearts, the fleshly tablets of our hearts. And that is called the ministry of righteousness, or the ministry of the Spirit. This is the role, work, and function of the Holy Spirit. The first, condemnation and death, is passing away. It's glorious, but it doesn't even have glory compared to the glory of the latter, which is righteousness and the role of the Holy Spirit, which doesn't pass away. It remains. It's more glorious. It's a covenant that will never end. The glory of that new covenant can't end because for the glory of the new covenant to end, the Holy Spirit would have to end. This is an important distinction. The old covenant cannot be eternal because it does not have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that aspect which makes us the eternal. The new covenant cannot be anything less than eternal because it houses the Holy Spirit. Paul calls one the ministry of death, the ministry of condemnation. Why? Not only does it condemn you and cause you to die, it's dying. As it was in operation, it was dying. It could not last forever. But that which houses the Holy Spirit can never die. And so the ministry of the new covenant isn't going anywhere. It can't die because it has the presence of the Holy Spirit. So keep that in mind when you compare those two. Since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Now, the great boldness of speech is going to contrast to Moses, but Paul introduces something here that I think is pretty important. Since we have such hope of what? Since this great glory of righteousness and the Spirit is alive in us, and this gets fulfilled at the last verse of the chapter when we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord and are transformed into the same image from glory to glory. The role of the Holy Spirit is to unveil the glory of God in our lives. We behold as in a mirror who He is. We're not looking outside of ourselves to find that, because based upon Paul's writings to the Colossians, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you is the hope of glory. That doesn't mean Christ in you and you hope you get to go to glory. It's Christ in you and you are looking at His face as in a mirror and transforming into who He is from glory to glory. So, since this hope is in you, verse 12, we use great boldness of speech. What hope? The hope of complete and utter transformation. A great fact to wrestle with, and I dealt with this in our last John study from John 12, where Jesus says, where a voice rather comes out of heaven. Jesus has said, Father, glorify your name on the earth. And the Father speaks from heaven and says, I both have glorified it and I will glorify it. And Jesus turns to the crowd and says, this voice did not come for me. This voice came for you. In other words, I don't need to know this. You need to know this. You need to know that I've brought glory to the Father and I'm about to bring glory to the Father. And we brought out in that lesson that Jesus brought glory to the Father on the earth by presenting Him as Father, and He will bring glory on the earth by His death, burial, and resurrection. All of that is living out in us. That is the hope of glory. That is us recognizing God as our Father. That is us seeing our death in Jesus. That is us recognizing our resurrection in His resurrection and the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit in us. All of those things are a part of that hope of glory. They're a part of who we are because Christ is alive in us. So I encouraged our group the way I want to encourage you. Wrestle with what that looks like. Wrestle with Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And what does, if Christ is in you, the hope of glory, how should we expect to see that manifest? It's a process. It's us being transformed from glory to glory. But how should we expect to see that lived out? And I think if we had if we walked into a revelation of this, if this became our reality, hey, Christ is in me, I think we would expect more than we accept oftentimes. We would expect more. I don't mean we're disappointed in God. We would expect more of ourselves on the earth, because we would really believe Christ lives in us, the hope of glory. So I'll ask you this today. This is your little project. Do you really believe Christ is in you, the hope of glory? And if so, what does that look like? And in what ways should life be different for you if you really believed it? And I close with this: be it unto you according to your faith. See you tomorrow. God bless.